You must be looking for a good husband. To make matters worse, Jess was in an accident when she was only 4 years old. She was trying to help her mother cook, and she pulled a pot of boiling water down off the stove. It hit the ground, and the water splattered all over her legs. Jess has scars, burns all over her legs. And so, of course, her mother says, "You must never let a man see your legs, or he will not want to marry you." And Jess is a good girl. She's a faithful girl, and she always wears pants. She's a tomboy, so that's how she compromises. And there's only one problem with all of this. Jess Mindermama has been given a gift from God. She is a genius soccer player. I mean, amazing. But by the time she reaches 18, the mother says, "Stop with soccer, it's very not feminine. No man will want to marry you if you play soccer." But Jess knows that this is her gift, so she lies to her parents, pretends that she has a job, but meanwhile tries out for the girls' soccer team. And the practices go really well, because Jess is able to wear sweatpants, and she is awesome. Everybody loves her. But then one morning, the coach, who's this great young man, passes out their uniforms. And you know what a soccer player wears? Shorts. So Jess gets her shorts and her jersey, and she starts to cry, and she climbs up into the bleachers to hide. Well, this coach is a good guy, and he notices that she's run away, and she's hiding. And he finds her up in the bleachers, and he sits down next to her and says, "What's up, Jess? What's going on? Tell me the truth. Why are you crying?" Jess Minder takes a deep breath and pulls up the leg of one of her pants, and for the first time in her life, she shows a man her scar. We protect ourselves when we're afraid. It's like a natural instinct. And that's what the disciples were doing in this gospel. They were ashamed. They were ashamed of what they had left Jesus to suffer. They were ashamed because they hadn't had any courage. They were frightened because they thought the authorities would find out who they really were. And so they ran away and they hid.
broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me."
We pray.